Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
You're to live every day thanking God always. Those who live thankful stay whole. W-H-O-L-E. You must live in overwhelming gratitude and thanksgiving toward God all the time. All the time. Especially all the more when He passes by and touches you, heals you, delivers you, and helps you. This is what people don't know. So you must live in overwhelming gratitude and thanksgiving toward God all the time, especially all the more when He passes by and touches you, heals you, delivers you, helps you. Amen. If you truly have the Holy Ghost baptism anointing and power, it will show up and manifest upon you in thanksgiving, real thanksgiving. If you truly have gratitude and thanksgiving, it will also show up and manifest upon you. You won't just say a little thank you, Jesus, and then go to Shoney's. Nah. When God comes from somebody and it's just they just stop and sit there, I mean, what an insult to God. What an insult. So you won't just say a little thank you and then go to Shoney's or wherever you go. Those who live thankful stay whole, W-H-O-L-E. If I live thankful, I stay whole and entire, complete. There's a man born blind in John chapter 9. As Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. As Jesus passed by, He saw a man and stopped still in his tracks. So as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. Never had seen before. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Master, who did sin, the man or his parents, that he was born blind? Who committed a sin so that he was born blind like this? Who did it? Who committed this sin? Jesus answered and said, neither hath the man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I'm about to do a miracle. I'm going to pull out my calling card. You see what I'm saying? So Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. When He had thus spoken, He spat on the ground, He spit on the ground, made clay of spittle. And He anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. So when He had thus spoken, and said, he has not sinned, nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God may be manifest in him. He then spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, got the dirt out of the ground. He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay that was came from the ground that he spit on. And Jesus said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is my interpretation, sent. He went his way and washed and came seeing. So what? This word is apostello, like sending an apostle out. Send him out on a mission. Send him forth. Send him out. In other words, God said, I am sending you to the pool of Siloam, which is my interpretation, sent. I specifically tell you to go there. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came back seeing. Jesus spit in the clay. And when he did, he spit on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is my interpretation. Said, I send you to Siloam. Yes. He went his way and washed and came, therefore, and he saw. His eyes were open. The neighbors, therefore, and they which were before had seen him that was blind. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged?
Yes, sir.
This is the blind man beggar.
Yes, sir.
Is not this the one?
Right.
Is not this the one?
Yes, sir.
The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is it not he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. We don't know if it's him or not. But he said, I am he. So some said, This is he. Others said, No, he's somebody like him who's not blind. That man was blind. But he said, the blind man said, He said, I am he. I'm the one. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes open? How in the world were thine eyes opened? How were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, A man that is called Jesus, a man that's called Jesus made clay. He spit on clay, anointed mine eyes with the clay, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed. And I went and I washed and I received my sight. He's telling them about it again. I went and I washed and I received my sight. So he answered, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I went and washed and received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? Where's this man named Jesus? And he said, I don't know. I don't know. He did this and then he kept walking. I don't know. I don't know where he is. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. So they bring him up to the Pharisees. You see? Those are always fighting Jesus. They don't believe things like that. Like most all people today, they wouldn't know one thing in the world about divine healing. They don't know a thing in the world about divine healing. They don't know anything in the world about miracles. I don't mean that in a bad way toward them. Mm-hmm. I grew up under men of God who did that. I know it's happened to me many, many times. I've had somebody with blinded eyes open in my service in Gastonia, North Carolina, before everybody. It's happened. It's by the power of God and who I came out of. And we operated like that. God put an anointing upon us like that. I still feel it. So they brought the Pharisees before him aforetime he was blind. And it was on the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened the eye. On the Sabbath day. Oh my God, the Pharisees are going to say something about that. On the Sabbath day. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him, How had he received his sight? Tell us again, they said. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes. I washed and I do see. He put clay upon my, he said, I've told you before, I'm going to tell you again. He put clay upon mine eyes and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God. He's not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath. He's out there doing this on the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? Yes. And there was a division among them, all the arguing. A Pharisee will argue about how many demons are on the pinpoint of a needle, which they don't even know. You see?
Yes,
therefore, some Pharisees said, This man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do these miracles? And there was a division among them. And they said unto the blind man again, they're going talking to him again, What sayest thou of him, this man named Jesus? That he hath opened thine eyes. He said, What I say, he is a prophet. That's what this blind man said. He said, That's one thing I'll say. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. They didn't even believe it. The Jews didn't even believe it and received his sight. And they didn't believe and he received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. Bring the parents over here and let's see what they say. The Pharisees. Doubting Pharisees. The Pharisees and Sadducees. Sadducees are so sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. Don't you hear? So the blind man, they said, What do you say of him? He said, He's a prophet. That's what he knew back in those days, a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that received his sight. And they asked the parents, saying, Is this your son? Who say was born blind? Whom you say was born blind? How then doth he now see? How? Is this possible? How doth he now see? How? if he's born blind? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We know he was. This is our son. We know he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. We don't know. We don't know how we don't know how this happened. Or who hath opened his eyes. We don't know a thing about it either. All we know, he was blind, but now he's seeing. By what means he seeth, we know not, or hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. Then these words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he'd be put out of the synagogue. So they wouldn't really tell what they really knew. They're trying to hide some of it because they didn't want to get in trouble with the Pharisees. So the words of the parents, they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man confessed that he was Christ, they'd put him out of the synagogue, couldn't come back in the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner.
Yes, sir.
Talking about Jesus. Healing on the Sabbath day, doing this on the Sabbath day. Yeah, you give God the praise. We know this man is a sinner. Give God the praise. Don't even think about it. You know, we don't know about this Jesus. He also answered and said, whether is he a sinner or not, the blind boy said, whether he's a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I do know, whereas I was blind, but now I see. If he's a sinner, I don't know. I really don't know. He said, I don't know. He's honest, isn't he? Yeah, I don't know. He said, whether he be a sinner or no, now, I don't know. One thing I do know, whereas I was blind and now I see. Then they said to him again, well, what did he do to thee? Tell us, we've got to hear this again. We've heard it twice. Say it again. What did he do to thee? How opened he thine eyes? How in the world did this happen? Tell us again. He answered and said, I have told you already. I've told you twice. And you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciple? Well, they wouldn't. He answered, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? Then they reviled the boy, the blind boy who was healed, and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. You're his disciple. We're man of God, Moses' disciple. So they reviled him, saying, thou art his disciple, Jesus' disciple, but we're Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto man of God, Moses. As for this fellow, this Jesus person, we not know from whence he is. Where did he come from? I mean, we know where man of God, Moses came from. Where did he come from? Amram Jochebed. We know where he came from and all that before him. Where did he come from? Where is he? We know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing? In other words, the man answered and said, why herein is a marvelous thing that you not from know from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes?
Yes.
Are you not looking at this marvelous thing, him opened my eyes, and you're trying to argue and find, and where is he from?
Yes,
you see?
Yes,
now we know that God heareth not sinners. They said that. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth him. If any man be a worshiper of God, serve and worship God. Now this worshiper of God here is a word theosebes. If he's very reverent of God and a worshiper of God, praising and worshiping God. We know if any man is a worshiper of God and he doeth his will, God will hear him. He heareth him. Him he heareth, a worshiper of God, a very revered, devout, religious worshiper of God. Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was blind. Since the world began, we have never heard that anybody had ever opened blinded eyes. Never. Since the whole world began, man of God, Moses, Father Abraham, all them down through there. And now you telling me that God's healed eyes after all these years? Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was being born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. How could he do this if he's not of God? Talking about Jesus. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast the boy out. They told him to get out of here. You hear that? What would most places today, that if the power of God came upon somebody and somebody got jumping up and down hill like that, they'd escort them to the door. They don't know a thing in the world about God. How could they even know God and be like that? It's not a disturbance. It's a praising and worshiping and a thanking, thanksgiving to God. Hallelujah. So they answered and said to him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out, the boy out. Jesus had heard that they cast him out, the boy out. And when he had found him, he came back looking for him. He said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Do you believe on the Son of God? Yes. Jesus came back and asked him, Do you believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Who is the Son of God? And Jesus said unto them, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. I'm the one that opened your blinded eyes, and you start looking at the Son of God. I'm talking to you right now. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you, he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Yes. Hallelujah. He said again, Who is the Lord that I might believe on him? And Jesus said to him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Worshiped him. Worshiped him. Worshiped him. What would you do if your blinded eyes were open? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And started looking around. Are you here? My God, have mercy. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. This is T-U-O. He had faith, had respect for him, credited, entrusted him, gave him credit for it, for Jesus credit for it. He was fully persuaded, and he was relying on God, and he was fully persuaded to have the assurance that this is God. And he said, I now become, have fidelity. I am going to be faithful to you. You have healed my blinded eyes. On and on and on. And he worshiped him. Now this word worship is proskuneo, proskuneo, proskuneo. It's a word that means to kiss. He worshiped him. It's like he began to kiss him, like a dog licking his master's hand. You want to see how you worship God? Like a dog licking his master's hand. If you don't do that, you're not worshiping God. You hear that? To kiss him. Like a dog licking his master's hand, to crouch down to him, to prostrate oneself in homage, respect and honor, to do reverence and adore him, and adore him, on and on and on. You see that? And the word pros and also the destination relationship, and takes you down to the word kuon, kuon. The root word, this root word comes from coon, meaning to kiss like a dog licking his master's hand. A lot of people around here have coon dogs. So you got to be like a coon dog and lick your master's hand to really be worshiping God. Are you listening?
Yes.
Tell me what. I'll be a coon dog to God. Hallelujah. Are you here? Amen, 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 amen. So what did he do when God opened his blinded eyes? Did he start looking around, just looking around? No! He began to worship God. If God healed you, you better have every breath you ever draw until you leave this earth, praising him and thanking him and never forgetting him. Can't get that off your mind to even do anything else. Are you listening? What would you do if you opened your eyes? Thank you, Jesus. Start looking around. If you don't care of that to your grave, this boy cared of this to his grave. He praised God and thanked God every breath he drew. You see? Every breath he drew, he thanked God for it. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He began to kiss his hand. Lick his hand like a dog. Kiss him. Lick his hand. Praise him. Worship him. Oh, amen. You hear that, everybody?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Look at this one more time. It's important to see. So then again, the Pharisees also asked him, how had he received his sight? Tell us again, they said. He answered and said, I have told you already. I've told you twice. And you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? will you also be his disciple? Then they reviled the boy, the blind boy who was healed, and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto man of God Moses. As for this fellow, this Jesus person, we not know from whence he is. Where did he come from? We know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that you not from know from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes? Are you not looking at this marvelous thing, him open my eyes? You're trying to argue and find, and where is he from?
Yes,
now we know that God heareth not sinners. They said that. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth him. God will hear him. Him he heareth. A worshiper of God, a very revered, devout, religious worshiper of God. Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was blind. Since the world began, we have never heard that anybody had ever opened blinded eyes. Never. Since the whole world began, man of God, Moses, Father Abraham, all them down through there. And now you telling me that God's healed eyes after all these years? Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was being born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Then answered and said unto him, what thou hast altogether born, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. The Pharisees cast him out because he had been healed. And he's talking about Jesus doing it. Like people are escort you out now if anything came upon you. That's where people have gone nowadays. My God, if you think you're safe, every breath you draw, you better thank God until you leave this earth, and then thank him when you get to heaven. This man, if he were not of God, he could do nothing. And they answered them, thou was altogether born blind, and thou dost teach us all, trying to teach us this. And they cast him out of the synagogue. Cast him out, like I told you. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, came looking for him. He said to him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Well, he said, I don't know who that would be. The Son of God, never heard of that. See, he does thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he? I don't know who the Son of God is. I've never been told about the Son of God, right? About Jesus. He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. You're looking at him. You're looking at him. Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, I believe. And again, look at this. Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. He approached Cuneo, like coon, a dog. Like a dog licking his master's hand. A dog that loves you and excited about you, you can't stop it from licking your hand until you just kind of tell him, okay, 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 okay. You should never stop licking God's hand. Oh, you hear this? Worshiping and praising God. If you don't do that, you're not a worshiper at all. You're not showing God you appreciate anything. I thank God for the anointing that comes upon me. I'm thankful. I don't ever take it for granted. I don't just shut it off and go back and forget about it. I go through the night praising God and thanking him over and over and over and over and over and over. When God comes upon you, stay in him. Go home in him. If I do that, he'll come back on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he worshiped him. Proskuneo began to kiss him like a dog licking his master's hand. To crouch down and prostrate oneself in homage, reverence, respect, reverence, adore, adoration, and worship to God. You see that, everybody? That's what he did. Do you see? I live in a praise and a thanksgiving to God all the time for what he's done, for this, for all, everything, all the time. I never stop thanking God. I never stop thanking God. Never, never. I don't just get up and try to bring forth some information. I have to have the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God that penetrates, that drives himself into a person. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Amen.
Those who are thankful become whole.
Yes, sir.
Those who are thankful, they become whole. Those who are thankful become whole. W-H-O-L-E. Those who live thankful stay whole. Those who are thankful, they become whole. They that live thankful stay whole. Whole. If you want to be whole, you have to absolutely be one who is thankful, thankful, thankful to become whole. And when that happens, they that live thankful, they stay whole. They stay. It's not reversed back on them. They stay. You hear? I live like this all the time. I go to bed thanking God. I wake up thanking God. I take a shower thanking God all the time. I shave thanking God. I go down the road thanking God. I'm praying all the time. I'm praying, 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 praying. You better thank God you're alive. You better thank God you're not in the hospital. You better thank God you're not on the point of death. You better thank God you have a house. You have a car. You better thank God. God has provided for you greatly because you have provided for God. You provide for God. He provides for you. Praise Him, praise Him. God has been good to you. God's been real good to you. And you've been good to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, thank God. Hallelujah. My God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. Not just now, every day I live like this. This is the way I live. I live like that. I'm thankful, 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 thankful. Thankful, 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 thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise, praise, praise. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.